the singing. There was so much singing then, and this was my pleasure too. We all sang, the boys in the fields, the chapels were full of singing, always singing. Here I lie, I have had pleasure enough, I have had singing. Even though their lives in the English countryside were hard, even harsh, Fred Mitchell, a Welsh horseman, said that it was music that made life bearable, even joyful. These are Mitchell's words, set by composer Stephen Sammets and performed by the ensemble Chanticleer. Stephen Sammets believes firmly in the power of music to bring us joy, to, in fact, transform our lives, and he spoke with us by phone about this weekend's concerts that embody that belief. The concerts titled Every Time I Feel the Spirit, featuring Lehigh University Choral Arts and the special guest ensemble Joyful Noise, Friday evening and Saturday afternoon at the Zollner Arts Center on the Lehigh University campus in Bethlehem. We asked him to tell us about Joyful Noise.
Joyful Noise is a special needs choir from New Jersey, and they have been at Yale and at Harvard and at national conferences of choral directors and at Philadelphia Eagles games. So they have been featured nationally, and it's a very inspiring group of individuals with either neurological or physical impairments, and they sing for the joy of music. They're so open. They remind us why we all love music.
And what was your first encounter?
Well, actually, I was introduced to Joyful Noise because they commissioned a piece from me for a national conference of the American Choral Directors Association, and I got to know them by writing for them. So I went down and I heard them, and then we picked some texts. And it's, of course, an honor to write for them, and they are a commissioning force in the country. At that conference, they premiered 9 new pieces, and it's very unusual that a single group can say we're doing 9 premieres. So they really are at the forefront of commissioning pieces, and I was very happy to write for them. And I wrote a piece called Bonse Abba, All the Children Sing. And it's not that they are childlike, but they encompass a kind of beginner mind. They bring us back to why we just all love to sing. And the power of their singing at that conference moved 500 choral directors in the audience to tears, just because they are so present and so open, and it impacts the audience so powerfully. So I was just thrilled to get to know them, and now, a few years later, invite them to Lehigh to do concerts with our singers, the 200 singers of Choral Arts, who are students and faculty and staff and community members who all come to Choral Arts to sing normally for, you know, large works like the Verdi Requiem or the Brahms Requiem. But in this case, we are hosting Joyful Noise for 2 concerts on Saturday at 4 on May 6th and Friday night, May 5th at 7:30. And we're just thrilled that we're going to be able to share the stage with Joyful Noise.
And what kinds of pieces then did you select? Some of the commissions, will we hear your piece?
Yes, we will. We're opening the concert on the first half with Choral Arts by itself, doing music about the spirit. And we're starting with Norman Delajoyo's Jubilant Song, a Whitman text, which is about the power of singing. And we're doing music that connects with the soul. We're doing Morten Lauritsen's Dilettant, a well-known piece in the choral repertoire. We're doing a very flashy Spanish folk song, which we'll be taking on tour to Spain in 3 weeks. So we do have a busy schedule. And we'll be doing other pieces that kind of just showcase Choral Arts and the 200 singers doing what they do best, just singing about the kind of soul-freeing quality of music. And then for the second half, we'll be joined by Joyful Noise. And yes, we will be doing several of the pieces written for them, Elliot Levine's Make a Joyful Noise, which is in 5 languages, all about making a joyful noise. Joyful Noise will sing in Swedish and English, and we will be singing Korean, Hebrew, and Italian. But all of that comes together in this kind of jumble of, a great song about how joyful it is to sing. We'll also be doing new works by Nick Page and Rob Kennan and other works written for Joyful Noise, including my Bonse Abba, which is going to conclude the concert, which takes a lot of percussion toys and people kind of just letting their soul free on music. So, yeah, we will be doing new pieces and some established pieces and seeing how we can combine with these singers.
Tell us about the founding of Joyful Noise.
Alison Fromm and her sister Beth are kind of the co-founders of Joyful Noise. Beth has had neurological impairments all her life, and Alison is a choral director. And Beth was in school, you know, until she was about 20, 21, and she always sang. And then when she was out of school, Alison asked her sister Beth, well, you know, would you like to continue singing? And because Alison was a choral director and could bring this expertise, they started a choir at the Bancroft Center in New Jersey, and soon many, many people were singing in this choir. And they exceeded the expectations of counselors continuously, so that this was a population that, you know, people with experience in the field said, you know, probably they're not going to be able to sit still for 20 minutes at a time. And here they were sitting still for an hour's rehearsal followed by an hour's concert. And it really demonstrated something so powerful about music and how it can, you know, affect our brain differently and how we can express ourselves more openly. In fact, we have led up to this concert with three colloquia that are about music and the brain and diversity in learning. So we started out with a lecture that Alison Fromm gave on the history of joyful noise, and then Tom Collins in our psychology department gave a lecture on music and cognition, and Andrea Halperin came from Bucknell and gave a lecture on music in Alzheimer's patients.
And we often hear that, don't we, that with Alzheimer's patients, you know, when everything else has failed, it's the music that can connect.
Right. It is so integral in our being. And that's really what Joyful Noise releases, I think, for all of us, is kind of that there's something instinctual, there's something so hardwired in us that wants to dance inside and sing inside, and they bring that out. I think people will really get that once they get into the room. This is one of those concerts that doesn't communicate in an audio recording. It doesn't communicate watching it on video. There's just the energy in the room, and being present is, I think, transformative, and people will get that, you know, immediately.
Composer Stephen Sametz, professor of music and director of choral activities at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, speaking with us about Every Time I Feel the Spirit, a concert program to be offered two times this weekend, this Friday evening, May 5th, at the Zollner Arts Center, and then again on Saturday afternoon at 4, and you'll have a chance to hear Lehigh University Choral Arts, and then joining them, special guests, Joyful Noise, a special needs choir at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, the 200 singers of Lehigh University's Choral Arts, under the direction of Dr. Stephen Sametz, joined on stage by Joyful Noise, a special needs choir directed by Alison Fromm. And for more information on the web, zollnerartscenter.org, zollnerartscenter.org.